Brian Rahali on the 11th Circuit Court Judge, which covers Alger, Schoolcraft, Luce, and Mackinac counties.
What is the most common criminal case you hear?
Drug-related offenses, essentially in this community and the surrounding communities. I think it's probably no surprise is methamphetamine's a huge problem. I would say the majority of the criminal cases that I have are in some way related to possession or delivery of methamphetamine. And it has been a great stain on all of our communities. I think a lot of the courts and a lot of the justice system are fit to be tied in what avenues to take. Certainly we try to at least initially go towards a treatment sort of sentence or punishment to hopefully allow people to get the help they need. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't work, you have to look more at punitive sanctions like incarceration. And typically when you're looking at dealers of these substances, they're the ones that are going to get hit with the big incarcerations. When you have just users that maybe haven't had any other criminal issues, certainly we're looking at more of a treatment, hoping to rehabilitate those individuals. Obviously, resources are always a big question mark and always an issue with all of these small communities. But I think in the last few years, a lot more resources locally and on a statewide basis are going towards more of a treatment-based sentencing model versus just incarcerating people. Incarcerating people for short periods of time doesn't necessarily address the underlying issues they have. So when they are released from incarceration, they're just back at either doing illegal substances or are not just the substances, but the corresponding criminal acts too of stealing and being violent, which certainly is also can be a byproduct of some of the very dangerous substances that are coming into our community.
In your mind, is there anything more we can do on the preventive side of things?
It always starts with education. You certainly see a correlation between education or lack thereof and criminality.